Blog Talk Radio.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should've broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer. Who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed, then it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and ask for more than yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to each day play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge, be a hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the arse, stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing, and I get furious quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
Yes, y'all. Way back old school on y'all. That was Eric B. and Rakim into my I Ain't No Joke. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't no joke. That's right. Because the devil thinks we out here playing with him. And with him, and he, God told us that we got to be serious with him. God told us we got to be keep on the warfare, the pathway. Because we are in a battle. No, we are in a war against Satan. But Satan thinks we are a joke. We just playing. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't playing with Satan. Satan got on my last nerve for the past 45 years. It's been time to tell him right now, you already defeated in Jesus' name. That's right. Because Jesus himself wasn't no joke. That's right. That's right. I'm hyped. I get hyped when I hear about God's grace. I get hyped when I hear about his goodness. And I get hyped when all he done for me. And if he doesn't do another doggone thing in my life, I'm still hyped. That's right. God has been too good to me. of all the times I messed up in life. That's right. Before my salvation, during my salvation, and guess what? After my salvation, I have messed up. Even when he called me to preach the gospel, I still mess up. And God still has favor on my life. And he ain't no joke. That's right. If Eric B. Rakim told it all back in the day, I ain't no joke. You said the mic smoke. That's right. I'm hype. What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Minister A.D. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio. It is a Thursday evening, 11 o'clock at night to be exact. And I'm just, man, I'm so excited for what God's doing in my life. He's doing around me, blessing me, not just with material things, but blessing me with life and air to breathe. And I just thank God for his goodness of my life so much that without him, I would not even be here. Excuse me, I would not even be here. And just thank God for his awesomeness, awesome power. Yes, Lord, I do. I thank you for everything, the good, bad, jacked up, the messed up, toe up and flow up, everything. So we're going to give God his praise. Going to go to word of prayer with God. We just thank you right now for what you have done in our lives, God. The most important, God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for the comforter that came after him, the Holy Spirit, to watch over us, God. We thank you for your sovereign angels, Lord, to protect us and watch over us while we sleep at night, God. And when we do things that are not of you, God, you still cover us with your love and grace and mercy. God, we just ask you right now, speak a word to folks who are tonight or on the archives who are hurting. And tonight's topic, God, is somebody out there who was in the same boat as I was or still is in the same boat, God, to know that whatever they are going through, God, you let them know for yourself that you are still, because your word says that you will never leave them nor forsake them, God. God, we just ask you right now to do a mighty work in Jesus' name. And in this we pray, amen. That's right. Still hyped. Ooh, excuse me. Devil is a lie. See, he gave me this slight cold because he wanted me to get this word out. But you know what? Man, forget all that, because I almost canceled the show tonight. I almost did. But God said, no, keep it going. So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it coming. We're going to keep it going. We're going to call it a day in about 30, 40 minutes or so. And God's going to do what he's going to do anyhow. Amen. Amen. Today's topic is called, I forgot my topic. Just a second. Jesus, this is so good. This is going to be hard to take in. This is going to be hard to take in. If you have the Bibles with me, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. I am reading from the NIV version tonight. Whatever you have, whatever version you have, it's all the same because it is God's word anyhow. And, excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, this is our main scripture of the evening. Verse 14 says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Ooh, let's consider again. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? The easy answer to that question, nothing. And I played that song tonight because there are a lot of things in my life, just talking about me, myself, and I here, that have literally labeled me as somebody who would joke around and play around and not be taken seriously. There are even some people that I had to literally let go of who treated me like I was nothing, treated me like I didn't matter to them or at all for that fact. But God said that I am more than a conqueror. And if God says I'm more than a conqueror, then who am I to worry about what you say? Ooh, can I say it again? If my Heavenly Father told me I am more than a conqueror in him, then who are you? Or you, or you, or you, you up there, down there, who are y'all to tell me that I ain't worth nothing? And have the audacity to to treat me as such. I only have three topics tonight. We're going to be real short. We're going to be real quick tonight. The first topic I want to talk about is called Know Your Boundaries. And I say that because I want to talk about one particular subtopic tonight, which is called dating. Now, I'm not talking about married with the husband, wife, and got kids, and you got a side chick or a side dude. No, I'm talking about people who are single, who are freely single, and who are dating. Dating the opposite sex. Amen? But know your boundaries. What do you say, or how do you approach the opposite sex? Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I'm in verse 1. Hold on a second. 18. And it says, flee from a sexual immorality. Ooh. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Amen. I chose that verse because there are a lot of us, including myself. Let me talk to the men for a second. Men, we are visual creatures. We see a woman who is the liking to our taste. And we come at them with the mindset of lust. Amen? Okay, amen. And we approach them thinking one way, we are really acting another. We approach women with the effectiveness, if you will, to get them to see things what we see. In other words, we approach them with a lustful spirit. Now, let me get into this serious. I won't get in trouble. All men ain't like this, but all men are visual creatures. Because me, myself, and I like a woman who's curvy, if you will. I don't want no bone. That's for dogs. Now, I'm not trying to be mean about that. I'm saying what I like, okay? God bless all the sisters. Amen. But if I see a woman who I got figures of a curvy physique, nice. I'm going to keep it real, okay? Can I keep it real? Thank you. Nice hips, thighs. As far as God would say, buttocks. That's just me. But in order for me to approach her like that, I have to be real. Not just to her, but to me first. And not approach her in a lustful way. I don't have no game. I'm not ashamed to say that. I don't have any game. I'm just like, hi, how you doing? I'm a man. What's your name? Are you married, single, all that good stuff. I don't have any game. But I will talk to a lady who has the ability to speak back in a new, intelligent kind of way. In other words, we should not say or speak to a woman, fellas, like, yo, baby, what's your name? You got a man? You got a nigga? What's up, baby? Yo, don't give me what's up. Man, kill all that noise. And some of y'all are so tuned up to the fact that I said the N-word instead of being rude with yourself and say, hey, you know what? I need to check myself. So knowing our boundaries will be a better chance of us getting a female, if not for a friendship or a companionship, or maybe just want to know her better and see where it goes. Isn't it the same thing? I believe so. It's cold trying to get to them, but the devil is a liar. We need to check ourselves on how do we approach women and how to speak to women. No, the first name is not baby. What else they call her? I'm so old school. What else? Shorty. What else? All kind of crazy things. And I'm thinking to myself, your mother and father did not name you that. So why are you answering to it? But there are some sisters who may not even play that noise. They will check you in a heartbeat, amen. They will say, no, huh? You ain't talking to me like that. No. And if we have any sense, fellas, we would approach a woman in the right way. But we have overstepped our boundaries. And that's why we get shot down a lot. I am tired of hearing men call women the B word. I know y'all got mad at me last time I was saying this. So I'm trying to be obedient to God, but also God's telling me to keep it real. But since y'all went in front and fake and fossilize me, that's a word, fossilize. Thank you. From what I'm doing, I'm doing, Jesus, thank you, Lord. For me doing this thing up here, y'all don't, Chris, whoo, Jesus, this toe is trying to get to me. For faulting me for saying certain things y'all don't like, y'all scared to look at reality in a light way. But y'all do, y'all can tell us the B word too. I don't understand that. But me, as a man, I don't like hearing another man calling another woman, or a woman, for that matter, a bitch. I don't. I think anybody in the world who named their daughter that, if they did, they crazy. Her name is not bitch. It ain't hoe. It ain't hooker. It ain't shorty. It ain't whatever y'all call these women. I don't get it. That is not her first name. So, and therefore, we have to learn to respect the women. And when Corinthians says that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it is. Like I said before, we cannot lust after one. The Bible says if we lust after one with our own eyes, then we ourselves have already committed adultery. I believe it was Job who said that he had made a covenant with his eyes that I would not seek to lust after a woman. Job, if that's not Job, please correct me. But Job had something going on. And I just believe that every time, men, we look at a woman in a lustful fashion, we are dishonoring God. And I don't know why in the world do we or would we dishonor our Heavenly Father? Because I don't want to displease my daddy. And when Job said that he had made a covenant with his eyes not to look lustfully at a woman. And the same goes for women too. Women should not look lustfully at a man. I mean, it's hard to look at a person and say they got a nice figure, they're in nice shape, they work out, they got muscles, whatever. That's cool. That's cool. But if I'm looking at a woman like in a lustful fashion, say, ooh, I want to get in her jeans, I want to get to them thighs, I'm getting, y'all don't be holy on me today. All of us have come sin, have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. The Bible doesn't say y'all. The Bible says all have sinned. But for me to look at a woman in a lustful fashion and say, I want to get in them jeans, God ain't pleased with that. There are a lot of beautiful ladies out there I've seen. A lot. And before I go that route, I have to make sure I don't sin against God because the eyes are tricky. The eyes have their own brain. The eyes want to get us in trouble, amen? But if we look with the eyes of God and tell ourselves that's God's daughter, how would you feel, fellas, if you have a child who's a girl? Daughter, and some man looking at your daughter, and you'd be ready to fight, if not kill him. You'd be ready to fight if they looked your mama the same way. Well, they called your mama a bitch and a hoe. Come here, hoe. Would you be happy with that? I don't think you would. So we have to watch ourselves and know our boundaries when it comes to the opposite sex. Point number two would be careful who you connect with. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4. If I can find it myself, I'd be all right. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. And it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Why did I get this verse? I don't know, but I did know when he called me to preach this, God preached this word, but I don't know why now. I believe I'm looking at number 3. Make every effort to keep a unity of spirit through bond of peace. Be careful who you connect with. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that reminder. It's Acts number 3, number 2. Verse chapter 4, verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. You have to observe people with caution. I didn't say approach. I said observe. Get my eyes again. The eyes might have it today. And when I say you have to observe people how they are with caution. When I was, I'm going to tell you a true story. It happened a few weeks ago. Actually, a month and a half ago. How long did that? I lost count. But there was this woman who I used to know. I spoke to her. We kind of had a semi-connection versus the conversation. I gave her my number. Told you call when you think about it. Call me if you can't. If you want to, don't. It's no big deal. I don't care. Through the times we were talking, for the few days, probably a week after that, I noticed her conversation had changed. It went from what you're doing, what you like to do, do you hang out much, what's your favorite hobbies, all the good stuff. It went from there to come by my house that third night, spend the night with me, and we can do what's next. And I'm playing stupid. What you mean what's next? What you talking about? Because I want to know what her mindset was. Then she went from there to come by my place, and we're going to spend the night and watch movies and eat whatever. I'm like, no, because I hardly know you like this. You have to watch folks with your eyes and with your ears. How people talk to you, voice cracking, Lord have mercy. How people talk to you, we need to listen very carefully. Because some of us are not on that same mindset as they are. Yes, I'm a man. Yes, I have desires. Yes, I have needs. Come on, keep it real. Don't play holy on me. But the flesh is a bugaboo. I don't want to wrestle with my flesh and be tempted to do evil. I believe what David said, I was born in iniquity. No, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And in my mother's womb, y'all got it. He was saying that even though I have the heart of God, I'm still human. And every now and then, I get tempted. Samson. Perfect example of what he did. Knew the rules. Don't drink. Don't eat unclean food. Don't cut your hair. But a woman got the best of him. Samson had an afro. With his leap. Knocked out. Walked over with a fade. Muscle bound. Samson. Big dude. Stomach muscles had muscles. Solid as a rock. But the one thing got him was a woman. How did this happen? By what the words spoke. If you tell me, you just heard the first word, if. But I can't be mad at Samson, because there are a lot of Samson, including myself, who got caught up in the same nonsense. Buy me this ring, I'll give you some. Take me to this restaurant, I'll hook you up. Come. If you do this, I'll do that to you. We have to be more observant to the words that people say. And just because they look good, don't mean that they're good for you. There were plenty of times in my life where I connected with the wrong person or people and told myself, I wish I'd never done that. Why did I hook up this fool? She ain't with nothing but a gold digger. You can't turn her home to a housewife. That's what I used to say. She sleep with me and everybody else. What's going on? Because I was stupid and didn't want to listen to what God told me to listen to. I didn't want to listen to him. And he was telling me all this time, yeah, you hurting now. But the hurt was your fault. We need to stop blaming God for our mistakes. Well, God, you wouldn't have been there. She would have left me. No, like, I ain't nothing to do with that. You the one chose her, not God. You the one who wanted to knock the boots. God told you to leave her alone. You were the one who gave the moolah and thought you had something going on. You were the one who wanted her number and found disconnected. Because we don't take time to talk to people and see where their mind is at. And last but not least, go with Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, not 1, but 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Whoever you hook up with, ask them one question. And if they run off and scared and asking you, why are you asking me that question? That's a sign right there. You leave them alone. Ask them, are you a believer in Christ? Because a lot of us think we are too afraid to ask the person who we're interested in. Yeah, it's good to have conversations about other things, but before we get too deep, ask them, are you saved or are you a believer in Christ? Not just ask them, do they go to church? Everybody can go to church and still be hell, be full of hell. Everybody can go to a worship service and be so full of it. But are they a believer in Christ? Are they saved? I heard a story one time by a young man from Indianapolis, Indiana, who pastored the church of Eastern Star, by the name of Pastor Jeffrey A. Johnson. Bad brother. Boy, it's tough. I think he was saying that he had was counseling a couple who was about to get married, and I think it was something to a young man, either by himself or over the phone. And he asked this young man, is she saved? And you know what the man told him? I don't know. What? You mean to tell me you've been telling this woman all this time, for all these years, and you don't know if she's saved or not? That's a problem. Whoever you get involved with, women, men, you make sure, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm saying this, you make damn sure that they are saved. Because it is time out for us to be playing with God. Because the people who we hook up with, they may be sent by Satan himself. Ask them. And if they get offended, take it as a sign and leave them alone. Because there are too many times I have to deal with the same nonsense. Yeah, they went to church, Sunday school, all that. But rose hail, not the rest of the week, but the minute of service. Oh, the minute service is gone, let out? Yeah. Acted a complete fool. Scratching my head like, what have I got myself into? I'm at John Gill. My. So what do we have in common with unbelievers? Nothing. Because God himself said, do not be hooked up with people who don't know him. Now, let me get this straight too, for y'all make a misconception about what I just said. It ain't nothing wrong talking to people who are unsaved. God did say be a witness to them. Let your light so shine before men so they may glorify the Father who is in heaven. But talking to them and hooking them with them is two different things. If they ask you out on a date, you ask them right back and answer them. Are you a believer? Are you saved? Are you a child of God? And if they say no, don't be mean and ugly. Just say, you know what? I thank you for the question. Thank you for the invitation. But no thank you. Because I don't know about you. I'm sick and tired of hooking with folks who act so devilish. People look at me like, what's wrong with you? I don't know. Stupid, I guess. I don't know. So God gave me a poem to write last night about what I just got out of. And it wasn't a relationship. It was like a getting to know this person for who she really was kind of thing. And after maybe not even a week, maybe 5 days, maybe probably a week in a day, I don't know, hell was trying to crack open and come my way. But I shut it down. But God did. And what he did, he allowed me to write a poem called Don't Test Me. Some of y'all may not like it. Some of y'all may love it. But this is what God spoke to me last night. Here I am about to tell you how I feel. Saying something is the only way I can keep it real. How dare you try to debate what's in my mind? I don't need you to keep me down, and without you, I'm doing just fine. I thought we was cool and we could start off fresh. But it was my trust and feelings you wanted to molest. It's very sad when I told you to leave me alone. But you kept on bugging me and emailing and texting my phone. What words should I gotta say to you for you to leave me be? If you would have acted right, you could have seen me. I don't want to be around foolish people who won't accept no. Like the late Robin Harris said, you gotta go, gotta go. Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you a grown-up? I want nothing to do with you, so you tell me what's up. I wish you farewell, and I can call this another lesson. Giving thanks to God, from him I receive the blessing. So I'm going to say bye-bye and hope it's for the best. Worrying about you and your tactics no more, and those things I'll put to rest. I can't say nice knowing you because you wanted it your way. For the last time, leave me alone, and you have a nice day. And just to remind you on why I don't want you no more, too many times you had a nasty attitude, and now it's time to settle the score. Nah, I won't be rude or say stuff or even cuss you out. But for you to play me with my feelings, that's what you are all about. I try to be peaceful, and I try to be nice. We could have had a wonderful time taking it to paradise. I don't understand why things went down in flames. All I know, your nuttiness is driving me insane. So I decided to stay calm to let you know. To keep my calmness, I have to let you go. So bye, Felicia, and please do not stay in touch because you got a nasty attitude. And for me, that's too much. God bless you. God bless you.
I don't wanna move too fast. Is it all right to hold a hand? It's much too soon to love again. But it's easier than being alone. Easier than I don't wanna move too fast, but it's easier to say than do. A lonely heart gets cold too soon, and one will be much colder than two, colder than a winter. Night in June. So I'll keep on praying, keep on holding on, 'cause I hear you saying I love you still. All my love is gone. I don't wanna hurt again, but it's too much to hope for that. Maybe we'll just be friends, but it's easier than being alone, easier than dying. Dang. So I'll keep on praying, I'll keep on holding on. Yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. 'Cause I hear you saying, I love you still. But it's too much to ask for that. Maybe we'll just be friends. But it's easier than being alone, easier than dying, easier than
amen, amen, amen. That was Fred Hammond with Easier. Before I go, I have one announcement to make. If you have anything I can talk about, if you're working in God's kingdom, God's ministry, that he's blessed you with, you want to be interviewed on my radio show, please email me at soutspoken5, I'm sorry, wrong email, speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. like the radio show, the title of it, speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com, or send me an email and put in subject line interview, or if you have something to promote yourself, same email. I'd love to talk with you. We can discuss a time and date which best suits both of us, and we'll see what God takes from there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in tonight, either live or on the archive. God bless you, and may God keep you. It's my prayer. Amen.